I'm coming real bitch in the flesh. Who the fuck she gon' check? She be talking that shit, talking out of her neck. Put blood on her dress. Bitches be mad when they see Cardi step in the spot. Said that you bought it, we know that you're not. I'ma pull up on bitches as soon as I drop. Bought a new Ford and I'm like a big yacht. Bitches in my business, they tryna plot. Hoes poppin' shit like they hot, but they not. Just learn at the wrist, the paddock, the watch. Niggas be flexin', we know what you got. Cardi the hack, got the game in the knot. Fuckin' your nigga, I got him on lock. Just go bang, bang, like I'm chopping them chops. VVS chain, I'm in love with the rocks. You say you gon' take it, bitch, you got me chopped. They throwin' shit cause they see me on top. To that bitch super love, I'ma send you the drop. Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them hoes to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who, bitch? Pop up, guess who, bitch? Ding dong! Must be that whip that I ordered. And a new crib for my daughter. You know a bad bitch gon' spoil her. Got one in New York, need one in Georgia. New venom truck, cause a quarter. My money still long like weed. Puss still wet like Florida. Everyone drop on the floor. She was talking, but not anymore. Next to your face, I can tour. This chopper can shoot from the York. Done with the talking, I'm open to violence. Ask anybody, they know I'm about it. Hashtag whip that whole ass. Fuck around, we gon' start a new challenge. I come in this bitch and I'm strapped up and ready. Right on that dick like I'm Cardi Andretti. Fuck at your crib, we don't go to no telly. I sit on his face whenever I'm ready. Woo! Bitch, I'm a freak like Greek. Got the biggest house on my street. Oh, you little hoes look cheap. They sucking on my dick with no teeth. Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them hoes to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who, bitch? Pop up, guess who, bitch?
We both stop XYZ. I am the mad scientist Miles Zerode, coupled with my man Crafter, aka Black Jesus, aka My Dick Run Hot, aka 2 for 1 at Arby's Special. How you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah. Roasty, not toasty.
Yeah.
Another day, another Wednesday, another verbosity on the verbose.
The verbosity of being verbose. I've got to fuck with something real quick. Something's really weird with my shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You should probably eat more fiber, bro.
That's probably what it is, I'm guessing. And please restart broadcast to apply your changes.
Oh, broken.
Yeah, it fucked up. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, literally, it was like, we're not going to stream to Miles Zerode fucking D-Live tonight. Just fucked up on me. But fuck it, who cares? We're on Verbose. We're on Twitch. That's all that matters. One less chat I have to fucking look at. And hanging out tonight. Fucking, how about that Cardi B, dude? She got some good writers.
Yeah, like a whole bunch of them. Probably like 80 plus of them, like Drake does.
Yeah, right? And I don't know. That song fucking hits me hard, dude. Like, they're talking about... She's like, fucking, you know, put all these hoes to rest. Fucking clean up. You know, Cardi made a mess. Fucking, I don't know. It goes hard, dude.
I mean, I'm sentimental to the part where it's suck my dick with no teeth. You know, like.
Oh my god, yes. Fuck, that was clipping. Let me turn down my sound a little bit. Oh my god, that was beautiful though. Yeah, exactly. And what's the what the fuck is with that with Cardi B, right? Like, and I think a lot of females rappers do this too. It's like suck my dick. Why not suck my clit?
Yeah, or even lick my clit. You know, because that's like more likely what you're going to be doing.
Right.
It fits the phrase, suck my dick, lick my clit. It fits right in there. It rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It rhymes. It rhymes. It almost rhymes better. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, let's do this. Fucking, so yeah, rap game is on point as usual. The ignorance is strong within the world. Anything going cool in rap world right now? I don't know, man. I don't think there is.
Same old shit, same old shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fucking Lil Nas X has a new song out called Stallion.
Yeah. Kevin Gates is still releasing trash music, so that's cool.
That's cool. We wouldn't put it past him. Fucking, I got 2 phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. That's my shit. Fucking definitely trash music right there. I don't fucking get why Lil Nas X has like made it in this country rap scene. There's been so many people before him doing the same thing. You got like Bubba Sparks. You got fucking Cowboy Troy. You got fucking Tupac. Cowboy Troy is fucking trash, huh?
I mean, and I definitely think it's a fad. This whole Lil Nas X thing, it's a fad. And he's trying to cash in on it. But you can't cash in on a fucking internet meme, yo. You know?
Right? I don't know. I guess, well, you kind of can.
Okay,
I mean,
you kind of
can.
Like, Catch Me Outside Girl shows that you definitely can. But it's not long-lasting. And you're not going to be, like, getting awards and shit and, like, fucking have, like, staying power. You're not going to be selling records like Drake or fucking Kanye. Even though I don't like those guys that much. And I don't think they're that amazing of performers. I mean, it's a different level. It's a different level compared to Lil Nas X, which is just like a meme, a fad.
I won an award.
You won an award?
I won an award. Fuck, why is my sound on with this? Sorry about that. Sorry, that confused the fuck out of me for a second there. You know, going back to the whole, like, being able to cash in on a meme, like, looking at fucking Bad Baby, you know, what is her name? Daniel Brigoli?
Yeah.
That bitch did nothing. She did absolutely nothing. She went on fucking Dr. Phil. Was it Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
And, like, went out there, said one-liner, acting all fucking ghetto. It goes to show you that, like, complete and total ignorance is just what you cash in on these days. That's what you make money. That's what the kids are watching right now. It's like that one meme you showed me of like, look at boomer comedy. Boomer comedy is like, I hate my wife. And then you look at Gen X comedy. I hate boomers. Then you look at millennial comedy. I hate myself. And then you look at fucking Gen Z and it's all like fucking beat.
Yeah, but I mean, hip hop more than all these like pushes ignorance on children, pushes ignorance on population, and meaningfully does so. Like, I mean, Jay-Z has admitted in interviews and in rap lyrics that, you know, he's dumbed down his lyrics to sell more records. And Kanye West has even credited Jay-Z for him dumbing down his lyrics so he could sell more records. Like, they know that ignorance sells. They know that that's what people want to hear.
You know, like, interesting. You see that with like really cool rappers too. Like, you know that guy Bus Driver?
No.
Bus Driver, he does this song called Imaginary Places. It's a fucking cool ass song, you know, and it just has a really cool hook. It has like a really cool cadence to it. And it just has an interesting message about, like, you know, existing within this environment that we live in today, moving out of like the ideas that like boomers and Gen Xers put on us of like, we have to like make something of ourselves and make money and fucking be successful and all this shit when there's not an even playing field for that, you know? And fucking, you know, now living in this environment where like, we want to be creative. We want to like enjoy the arts. We want to be successful with things that we like to do. Right. And this song kind of just like touches light on that of like, you know, if you really want to piss off your parents, you know, study the arts and entertainment, you know, buy a property in an imaginary place. I feel like that's where our society is moving towards, is this idea of like what we believe and our hopes and dreams and aspirations and feelings matter more than the substance that we create.
Yeah, and it's we forget that the real changes and the real developments in our world are happening in garages. And fucking with loners, it's not happening in the mainstream. It's not happening on fucking on the top 100 Billboard hits. Those guys aren't making changes in the world. It's fucking some guy in a fucking garage planning the shit.
That's true, man. I met this guy in Texas that he was working on his own NFV cluster, and he had like a 5G antenna that he had created himself. That was like a year before 5G was actually in the making, you know, before people were really even talking about it. I thought that was really cool, like, you know, and he was one of those guys that he started early. He was about our age, you know, like 37. Guy looked fucking haggard for 37, like taller than you, but like, you know, 350 pounds and fucking, you know, just big time fucking drinker, you know, that's, you know, that was his thing. But he started, you know, just working simple tech jobs and then ended up working for a cluster for a big company. But before that was essentially creating WISPs. So asking people like, hey, man, you got this tower up here where you host all these other antennas. Can I put my antennas up here? And then providing internet, blanket internet for areas. He started off with one big customer and he worked his way up to like 1,000 customers, you know, made a small fortune doing that shit. And then eventually sold his shit off to, you know, big telecom companies. And there he is today working on his own, working on a cluster for a big organization.
A good example. I mean, not as large as the examples I was thinking of, like Steve Jobs or Jeff Bezos, you know, who became multi-billionaires out of, you know, products that they built in their garages.
Word. Don't you feel the same? Don't you think it would be the same way for Bill Gates? Or did Bill Gates just kind of like lurk on everybody else's projects?
No, Bill Gates was a millionaire already as he entered college, not from something he's done, but from his father's wealth. So I mean, he kind of had the cards stacked in his favor in that sense that he didn't have to worry about failure. He didn't have to worry about sure, he did do a great job of starting a company and finding investors and succeeding in his vision. But I mean, when there's little risk, you know, isn't that a lot easier to produce? You know, when there's no stress involved. If this doesn't fall through, I got the next idea, you know? Like,
Yeah, it must be nice, you know, to have... We were talking about that today with the major swings in Bitcoin, man. Wouldn't it be fucking nice to be like, I have 1,000 Bitcoin. Fucking Bitcoin's going through the roof right now. Fuck it, I'm going to swing the whole market. Let me just sell off fucking 1,000 Bitcoin. Boom, all at once. Boom. All of a sudden, the market drops like $2,000. And then fucking, you know... 6 minutes later, okay, I'm going to buy back in. I got all my coins back. Plus, I just made $1 million.
2 million by your math right there.
2 million?
Yeah, 2,000 Bitcoin or $2,000 change.
Okay, yeah. So 1,000 and then buying back. So yeah,
2,000 times 1,000, that's $2 million. Yeah. I mean, in a quick swing like that, which definitely is happening in Bitcoin market, like you can make huge amounts of money. But you know, you have to have a large amount of money to start with.
Oh my god, dude! Yeah. So yeah, give me a small loan of 1,000 Bitcoin. I got pizza. I'll fucking sell you pizza, man.
Yeah, only 13 mil. Yeah, easy 13 mil.
Yeah, right. Exact cool 13 mil. Boom in the bank. Fuck, dude. It must be weird being a millionaire because like you could get whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like things are at your beck and call. Like imagine being John McAfee. And being in Cuba and sitting on a hammock, you know, in Cuba and just being like, yeah.
Shit, you know, on my face.
Exactly. Let me cut a hole. You know, I'm going to create some I'm going to cut a hole in this hammock. I'm going to have like not even hot girls. I'm going to have girls that are like, you know, 3 or 4 on the scale of 10. And I'm just going to, you know, pay them to shit on my face. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. Fuck yeah. Money well spent. Part of me thinks it was John McAfee fucking dumping this money like, oh man, I'm running out of money because too many girls are shitting on my face. I better fucking swing the market real quick.
Havana's more expensive than I thought. Fuck.
Right? And being in, you know, post-communist fucking Cuba, do you think you could get drugs there?
I would say most definitely. I'm sure it's a gateway into a lot of things that come into Miami.
Hmm, interesting. Like, the Cuban government's been making money off that shit for a long time?
Yeah, you know, it's like a smuggling passageway. They just have to pay their percentage, you know?
Hmm. Very, very interesting.
But, I mean, I wonder... Russia showed up in fucking Cuba now with their most technological battleship ever created, or frigate. And, you know, I mean, John McAfee's there, so collusion already happening for 2020. Collusion, the fix is in, folks. The fix is in. John McAfee is going to be president of the United States for Putin.
The libertarian inside job this time.
Yeah, to glorious leader Putin.
Right. Fucking best way to fucking, you know, the best way to fucking ruin the name of the Libertarian Party, put John McAfee at the forefront of it. They did a pretty good job fucking it up, putting Gary Johnson there.
Yeah, what an idiot.
He went full cuck, man. 2016, he had a chance to like make a difference, but instead, he decided to play identity politics towards the end of it.
Yeah, identity politics and not even be fucking versed on current issues, not be able to answer correctly on many things, not be able to pay attention to questions. Like, was this guy stoned all the fucking time? Like, I am. It makes sense. But not. What the fuck, man? I'm paying attention more than you. What the hell, bro?
He might have been high the whole time. I mean, what is government, governor of New Mexico? He definitely wanted to legalize all drugs.
Yeah,
all I think drugs. That's still part of his platform.
Yeah, and part of the libertarian platform in general.
Yeah, I'd say so. I was watching this libertarian stream on DLive, and someone was trying to say in chat that libertarians believe in the state. What do you think of that statement?
I mean, we believe in the state as an institution. We believe in the state as a mean to control the military and checks and balances on, on regulations. But I don't think we believe that there has to be a state definitely. There needs to be a government. There needs to be someone in charge. But their control should be minimal. You know, they shouldn't encroach on all parts of your life. They shouldn't be able to talk about abortion and prescriptions and what drugs you can put in your body and the speed limits on highways and what kind of fucking prescriptions are allowed or not allowed and at what dosage. I mean, like, those are decisions that shouldn't be kept to a government. Those should be kept to medical professionals.
I feel like Tulsi Gabbard needs to fucking go libertarian. You know, like, the whole idea of legalizing prostitution. That seems right up the alley of libertarian. The idea that, okay, we don't want to necessarily make this decriminalized because there needs to be regulations in place. But why make this a criminal act? Instead, regulate it so that you have a proper, avenue of income for the American people.
And especially when you see things like arresting prostitutes really does zero deterrent in stopping that woman from being a prostitute. You know, they never care about the arrest. It's very minimal. It's not like years at a time. It's a pretty minor charge. And they're going to be released, and they can go right back to doing what they do because they're usually drug addicts. And they're going to do it to get the drugs.
Right. And well, on top of that, I mean, expounding upon that, like, you get arrested, you're bottom of the barrel. You don't got shit, you know? And 9 times out of 10, you're also going to have to pay some fines. So that's money out of your pocket. And you're already scraping by. Yeah. Fuck, how else are you going to get money? Oh, I'm going to, take my stank ass to fucking McDonald's. Let me fucking sleep on the street and work at, sleep in my car, work at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's become a money-making way through the state to fine and arrest people. It really doesn't help society or affect much.
Mm, yeah. Leave it to libertarians to regulate prostitution. Fuck yeah. I'm all about it.
You were talking about Tulsi Gabbard, the ice slut? Mm.
The what, I slut? Yeah, Tulsi, I slut. That's so good. That's such a good meme. Who would be butthurt at that? I bet Tulsi Gabbard would think that's funny too.
Yeah, it's just her name backwards. It's nothing like serious. It's not like I'm accusing her of actually being a slut. I don't know about her sexual past in any way. I just know her name backwards spelled I slut.
Right? Look at Tulsi Gabbard. I think right now the Republican Party is absolutely loving this woman. Like, this morning I was listening on the news, and Fox News was talking about how, like, the whole tonight we missed out on a big portion of what's going on in the world because there was the first round of presidential candidate debates on the Democratic side. So, like, they were just dogging everybody, and then they go to Tulsi Gabbard, like, great ideas, well thought out, policies, just an amazing lawmaker and also a patriot because she served our country, right? Like, that's what Fox News is saying about Tulsi Gabbard right now. And why is that? Maybe because she had a secret meeting in Syria and proved that says that she has definitive proof that Obama administration has a connection with Assad and creating a terrorist regime.
Oh, no, not Assad.
Not Assad?
No, he was directly funding and providing weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
That Assad was?
No, Obama was.
Holy shit, what?
That's what Tulsi Gabbard said on the House floor. That she said that she has evidence that the Obama administration was directly providing weapons and salaries to Al-Qaeda and ISIS-linked fighters.
And she received this through Assad?
Yeah, by meeting with Assad in Syria in a secret meeting a couple weeks ago.
Holy fucking shit, that's crazy.
And so her being a Democrat from Hawaii, calling out the Democratic Party and Obama's administration for helping continue ISIS in Syria and fund terrorists. And now she's introduced a House bill that would, you know, forbid the U.S. government from providing any kind of assistance to any terrorist organization.
Dude, fucking the Democrats hate Tulsi Gabbard now.
Yeah.
Like, and everything's alleged. And they're already talking about what is it when the Logan Act? They're saying that she might have violated the Logan Act
by talking with Assad.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, but has the U.S. declared war on Syria? I would say probably not.
No. And she got approval through some federal ethics board. I can't remember which one.
But the conspiracy side of me is just like screaming, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so, that ISIS and Al-Qaeda was funded by the Obama administration and funded by the U.S. government. And this wasn't some organic Muslim uprising. Because why are there so many Muslim countries that are sitting there complacent? Well, just a few couple thousand guys just start killing people randomly. It's like they're mercenaries.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see that with like how we've exited Afghanistan. We left tons and tons of weapons behind. Matter of fact, we were delivering fucking trucks after there was even our own men there. Like Toyota, like those small compact trucks. We dropped off like 5 of them. Like why? Those ended up in the hands of insurgents.
Yeah. And we've been funding that insurgency. It's almost like to create instability. And it's one of the few things that Trump has actually stopped. I can't even, like, even Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat, saying that, you know, the Trump administration ended this policy of giving weapons to these groups in Syria. Like, and that's crazy. That's crazy to think that it's the first swamp thing he's drained.
Yeah, true. But the conspiracy side of me says this is 4D chess. And not necessarily, this isn't the Trumpian 4D chess. This is like, you know, Bilderberg 4D chess of like, okay, cool, we're coming up on election. We need to make sure that Trump's back in because we're working with Israel on a greater level right now to create war with Iran.
And also my conspiracy side says, well, you know, it's Trump won the election. Putin wants Assad to win, so they quit giving weapons to Assad's enemies. You know,
Yeah, indeed. Did you see that John Bolton and the Secretary of Defense of Russia met with Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel recently?
No, I did not see this. What happened here?
Yeah. So essentially, they went there and it was a whole circle jerk of like, you know, we have to protect Israel, and the U.S. is not weak for deciding to not attack Iran, but they're fully willing to pull the nuclear card and start war with Iran. And then Russia chiming in with, thank you. And Russia chiming in with, leave Syria alone. That was like the little last little caveat to that. So it's like, leave Syria alone, but Iran's in the wrong. And the U.S. is willing to attack Iran. All cards are on the table, and that's John Bolton's fucking John Bolton's words. And that's the thing that fucks me up about this guy, John Bolton. He's only recently come in my radar, and I feel like now that I know about him, he's going to be another one that I fucking rag on. Because, like, you know, you could say that Trump is doing these small things to drain the swamp, but everything. He just acts within the, you know, neocon Republican agenda in that we have to demonize Obama and the previous administration, make ourselves look good, but then keep the same infrastructure that we had before. And that includes John Bolton. John Bolton has been there since fucking Bush 2. And during Bush 2, he was one of the crucial people that pushed the idea of weapons of mass destruction. This literally led to the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And even after those weapons of mass destruction were never discovered. He still claims to this day that there are things working behind the scene that are beyond what people see and can understand of what's going on, and that it was a necessary action to be done, whether or not there are WMDs there or not.
Yeah. And have you read those declassified files about the interrogation of how they got the evidence of WMDs?
No.
But they tortured this guy. And then he told them that Saddam had, you know, chemical weapons, like warheads filled with little glass balls with chemicals that would melt your skin off. Like literally the plot from The Rock.
The Rock, dude. I was just thinking that. Oh my god.
That was the plot that fucking got us into fucking Iraq, and it was never true. And no weapon like that has actually ever been designed except for in the movie The Fucking Rock.
Like, dude, that scene where fucking what the fuck is that asshole Nicolas Cage? He takes that syringe and jams it into his chest.
Yeah,
Shit's fucking awesome. I love that shit.
And you believe
I'm safe.
Yeah, that movie had a big part to why we entered Iraq and killed over a million people.
Oh my fucking god! Really, this guy. See, and this is what like both pisses me off and frightens me at the same time. Is it's delusional motherfuckers like this that control the world, right? Someone who watched a fucking movie got a wild idea of it, pitched it to the fucking the powers that be, and then ran with it, and we went to war over that.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Well, we had to torture a guy who then confirmed the story. You know, like.
Yeah. Oh, and how good does that work? You fucking torture him. It's like at the point where you torture someone so long, you know, they're gonna fucking say whatever you want them to say. Yeah. And the guy Nicolas Cage, he gave me a syringe that this is the only antidote. God damn it. Fuck me, dude. And even all these Democratic hopefuls, you know what I mean? Like, all of them are just like analogs of Bernie Sanders and then taking the good ideas that are pushed out by the others. Like, for example, Elizabeth Warren, right? She is probably one of the most hashed out Democratic candidates that are there. What's going to kill her, though, in this situation is, you know, the whole Pocahontas thing. She can't live it down. Sure, all politicians are liars, but she's been outwardly lying for so long. Like, how the fuck are you going to come back from that? I think it's hard to do. But now, because Tulsi Gabbard has said, I want to legalize prostitution, she's come out and said she would work towards decriminalization of prostitution.
Do you think she would ever be a prostitute?
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
I'd rather see Tulsi
sell some of that Pocahontas pussy.
Oh my god. Oh my god, dude. Yeah, too skinny. She's too skinny for me. She looks like female Skeletor.
Yeah. She's like the grosser version of Hillary Clinton. And not in terms of politics. She's way better than Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's fucking scary. But in terms of looks.
Now, if Tulsi Gabbard's fucking throwing her pussy, that's a different story.
Yeah. Yeah. American Samoa. She's thick.
Yeah, she's thick too. Exactly. You feel me? Fucking. But I think that, you know, decriminalization works for me with drugs. Because the idea of putting the power back into the people's hands, of being able to both cultivate, sell, and grow, and consume. Like, essentially, weed would become free if it was decriminalized. Like, completely decriminalized. Like, oh, you could grow as much as you want, whatever, you know, just do what you want.
Yeah, just people grow as many poppies as you want. And, like, you know, heroin addicts, you guys don't have to worry about paying for them. They'll OD. They'll just fucking off themselves. Boom. Win. Boom.
Yeah,
man.
Win.
Everyone's
exactly.
Happy. Everyone's happy. The left's happy. Like, you took care of them. You gave them what they wanted. You gave them a house and enough heroin to kill themselves. And the right's like, oh, we don't got to fucking pay for them anymore? Awesome. Win.
Yeah.
It's a fixed rate. You know, there's only a certain set of money. It's not expanding for forever. I don't want these people living their whole lives. Their lives are short. Don't you worry about it.
The left's all like, oh, wow, this will totally help the environment because the world and nature means more than people.
Yeah. Less heroin addicts shitting in the woods means better trees, man.
No, fucking, how are you going to fertilize them?
Yeah, true. But I mean, they're both, it's just, both sides are so, I don't know. Like, hate-filled. Like, it's kind of crazy. They're willing to do anything.
Right, exactly. They're willing to go to war over bullshit. Like, this whole drone situation. This was very strange to me to see the reaction on both the left and the right for this. You know, like, and I'll give my thoughts on this first, but basically the situation is we flew a drone in international waters in very close to Iran. Iran tried to ping this drone, did not get a response back, and shot it down. I dare say that means they didn't even get an identification on it unless they were able to look at it physically, which it was really fucking close to them, so possibly they could have gotten an eye on it.
And
but
Russia is now saying that it was in Iran territory. That's what Russia is saying.
Really? See, there's a little, you know, with even Russia being kind of like playing buddy-buddy with us, there's still a little bit of a source of contingency there, you know? Like, they don't hate Iran. And don't they work together with Syria? Or are they're in Syria? They have Syria occupation.
Yeah, they're in Syria. They work with Assad, and they work with Iran.
Yeah, so, yeah, so, like, we were about to, you know, so we were 10 minutes from attacking Iran and attacking where those orders came from. 150 people would have died, and Trump, 10 minutes before the strike was planned, pulled out. The right...
I wish he pulled out and made those kids.
I wish his dad pulled out. Is it abortion if you pull out? Anyways, fucking... the left is saying, like, he's showing weakness because he changed his mind and that he should have gone through with it.
He should have never ordered the strike. He should have never ordered any strike.
That's my point.
He should have ordered them to be ready and at the ready, you know, in case of any more hostility. But that's it. It should have just been DEFCON 3 or whatever the fuck it is, you know?
Right? That's my point in the end, is that he should have never ordered it in the first place. Yeah, changing your mind was probably better than just doing the strike, but still it wasn't a good decision all around. Yeah. And then the right is just praising him. Oh, he prevented World War III. Bitches, he almost fucking started World War III.
Yeah.
Oh, Trump made a great decision, and he pulled out 10 minutes beforehand, and he circumvented World War III, and the Dems just want our warmongers, etc. Fuck you all, dude. Who's the biggest warmonger in existence? John Bolton. And who does Trump have as his Secretary of Defense? John Bolton. Talk about fucking draining the swamp. You got John Bolton and Mike Pompeo still in there. What the fuck is he doing?
True. He just wants more war. There's more war. More neocon bullshit. More starting wars for make profit.
Exactly. Fuck that shit. And that's why, fuck Trump, you know? Like, you want to say, oh, he's a great president. He's your president. Blah, blah. Yeah, sure, he's the president of the United States. But at the same token, you have to look at what he ran on. And what he ran on was keeping America safe and secure, focusing on us first, increasing the strength of our economy, and bringing back industry and jobs, you know, and protecting our border. How about that border, huh? Turns out we have, you know, AOC brought a good analogy to the forefront as far as our border is concerned. We actually have concentration camps.
Yeah, we have concentration camps. They're concentrated Mexicans. It's stronger than normal Mexican, like concentrated orange juice.
Exactly. And that's great for the workforce, because if you mix a concentrated Mexican into water, you get more work and for less pay.
don't put it past the private corporations to suddenly start making them work.
Right, exactly. They're listening to Verbose, and you got the CIA.
We never fucking thought of that.
They got some great ideas.
Yeah. Jorge, get the drill.
We're going to grind these fuckers down and make a Mexican con. Oh, my God. But what's historic about these concentration camps, or the first of their kind, that people are just, you know, they're like walking thousands of miles to join.
Yeah, just to get into. They walk all this way knowing they're probably going to end up in one of these camps, and they're like, yeah, fuck it. They're not running away from it. They're not sneaking out by the thousands. They're not being like, no denying it is bad conditions. Conditions like you would in a city jail, which just feels inhuman, but it's the same kind of shitty conditions. Too many people, not enough food, not enough fucking blankets. That's what you're doing with every fucking jail in America. That's how it is. It's shitty.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of really sad stories coming out of there too, you know? Like really young preteen mothers, or like, you know, pre-18, I should say, mothers with like premature children that need like desperate medical attention. Instead, you got this border security guy and like, you know, overflow from TSA. Like, you know, you thought your situation was fucked. Now you got the TSA fucking patting you down, when actually all you need is like, you know, a bandage and some fucking good rest. and some fluids from an IV bag. God, that must suck ass. I'm so glad to have ever been that desperate in my life, where I have to walk thousands of miles to try to like make a better life for myself. But at the same token, I feel that, and this is talking from like a privileged American standpoint, that like I would want, if my country sucked, I would want to try to make it better. I would try to create revolution in my, you know, in my nation and stand up for my nation as opposed to just abandoning it.
And to act like this whole thing is just a market choice is even more of bullshit. It's a lie. It's lying to your face. Like, I mean, when the Great Depression happened, we pulled ourselves out through fucking making social programs like the interstate system and employing thousands upon thousands of people and making programs like Social Security and stuff like that, which was a little bit of touch of socialism. But if it was actually done correctly and not in the current Ponzi scheme form, it could have been a functional system to take care of retirees that can no longer work when your country is in a desperate state. And it's weird to think in 2019, as the richest country to ever exist on the planet, we don't know how to create jobs, we don't know how to fucking do anything but wait on the market, and we don't even know how to like let people in an organized fashion. With all the technology, facial scans, retinal scans, passports, RFIDs, fucking be able to fucking track people by GPS, I mean, we can't figure out anything? Anything?
Why do we have to let them in, though?
I mean, because why? When we were a lesser country, when we were a country that was building itself, when we didn't have the economy that could compete with France or England, and we were letting thousands upon thousands of immigrants in Ellis Island, it wasn't a concern of how we're going to have jobs for these people or how we're going to expand. We just knew we would. And at some point, I think we gave up the idea of filling this fucking place, you know, to the brim.
Indeed. I guess that's true, you know, and it became more this idea of like good life as opposed to have, you know, forward movement. I feel like back in like, you know, the 30s to the 50s, like kind of industrial period, it was more like the greatest and best of innovation and the best resource that we have is humanity. Now we've kind of gotten soft in that idea. Like it's going back to the idea of, go ahead.
Oh, and human rights, I mean, the idea of human rights that we push so much here and we condemn other countries for, like North Korea and the way they treat their people, or how Iraq treated people, which wasn't quite true, but we said it happened. like those kind of things, like we act like it's something we stand up for. And that is should turn to globalism one way or another when you have to invade every country who wrongs their people. You know, everything should become America eventually. You shouldn't have to come here for a better way because the better way should be coming to you.
Do you know the way?
I mean, would it be so wrong to spread democracy, true democracy and free market capitalism around the world? Is that like too of an NWO idea? If everyone can buy what they want, vote for who they want, is that bad? Like, it's not like it is one government, but a government that can be overturned easily, you know?
The problem is it's diametrically opposed to a lot of these countries that are based around religious ideas. You know, the idea of freedom takes away the idea God is the entity that gives us, the ability to exist. Not necessarily freedom. Instead, it's the freedom from rather than the freedom to. We want the freedom from, you know, being condemned to hell, I guess.
Yeah, but I feel like there's definitely a better way to try to frame the world in the way America was supposed to be is the way we should be aiming for. And even in this country, we need to correct it.
I don't know about that. I think that we should focus on ourselves and do what we do and protect our ideals for our people. And going, you know, expounding upon your idea, just let people in. If you like our idea and you're willing to, adhere to our idea and be an American, come into America. We're going to test you on that idea. But come in, check it out, get your feet wet for a bit. Get your dick wet in, you know, Nevada, because it's not legal everywhere. Hopefully Tulsi Gabbard gets elected president. Then, yeah, get your dick wet anywhere. And then fucking, you know, then tell us if you want to claim allegiance to the United States. If you don't, goodbye. If you do, hang out, you know? But as far as, like, spreading it everywhere else, I don't know. I don't think that will ever work. I think that there's too many ideas out there, and there's too many people who believe in the religious right past like the ideas of freedom, and America more represents at its core the ideas of freedom past religion.
And I feel like that's what we need to stand up for everywhere, no matter what. We should never back down from shitty Saudi Arabia and their bullshit religion. Like, we should tell them, no, you know, we believe in science, we believe in logic, we believe in the power of numbers. We believe that, you know, like, your 500 fucking Saudi princes is not as powerful as your 500,000 citizens. And, like...
But instead, Saudi Arabia is our friend. We sell them nuclear technology.
Yeah. We should, we should be encouraging uprising there, not in Syria.
Right? Syria, do you know how many Christians in Syria have been affected by all of this? So many. Like, it's basically fed the idea of, like, Christian genocide in these areas. Like, these are the people that are being affected the most, the people that you would think, like, you know, the red-blooded, like, Republican American would fucking care about most. Yeah, let's fucking fuck Syria, you know? Like, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Syria.
It went too dark. It went too dark.
Fuck. Did it?
No.
Well, how do you recover from that? God, I don't know. How about John McAfee?
John McAfee, yeah. He likes eating shit
We already talked about shitting in John McAfee's mouth,
yeah.
Which I can't even fucking believe. How about fucking Craig Wright, that fucking asshole?
Craig Wright, the fake Toshi.
Fake Toshi just recently got summoned to Florida, involved in a case, and I believe parts of it have to do with David Climen, who was an amazing security specialist and cryptographer. Who's suspected to be the actual Satoshi. And it turns out that allegedly Craig Wright may have, and I'm saying it this way because I don't want to get sued because fucking Craig Wright's sue happy motherfucking asshole. Come sue me. Come on the show, bitch. Fuck you. You're fake Toshi.
Please come on, fake Toshi. We'll talk.
We'll talk, fake Toshi. We won't edit you. We'll allow you to say your piece. And you can call us retarded all you want. But regardless, like, so allegedly he may have forged documents in order to move massive amounts of Bitcoin fortune from David Climen's estate to his own, and then obfuscated them through blind trust. Now, what this Florida judge has asked is that he show from 2013 to now his Bitcoin transactions and the addresses in which they came from. And you should read the subpoena. Like, the subpoena is fucking gorgeous, because, like, if you watch any sort of fake Toshi shit, he's always trying to talk at this high level of, like, what I do is so amazing and you guys wouldn't understand because it's Bitcoin, okay? And this judge is like, since the days of Caesar, cryptography has existed. It is a very simple idea in which can be tracked by a proper cryptographer. Understanding the idea of the addresses is not beyond this court. We want proof of where this Bitcoin has been and where it's came from. Like, just kind of like laid it out to you. Like, bro, you think I'm retarded? No. You know, show me the money, essentially.
Yeah. And
so
the FBI knows so much. I mean, just when they, you know, seized the Silk Road guys, all his Bitcoin, people were shocked by that. People thought they were so much behind, but they were able to get into his wallets, take all his coins, and then auction that shit off.
Wow. I want some fucking auctioned off drug money. That'd be awesome. Fuck yeah.
So the courts definitely know about these you know, crypto keys and private keys and how to prove, you know, ownership of a wallet. They definitely are aware of this. And for Craig Wright to actually play dumb and act like, oh, I'm just so advanced, I couldn't explain this to you guys, is retarded.
Mm-hmm. So surprise, his court date comes around and he literally cannot provide any of these keys. So they're trying to hold him in contempt of court as well as put sanctions on him. And his lawyers are currently now in the process of fighting that. But what a fucking dumbass. Did you think you were going to get away with it? Number one. And number two, you just called every Bitcoin user on the, you know, in the entire internet a criminal, because that's who uses Bitcoin. And literally you're doing the same fucking things that you're accusing others of doing.
Yeah. But in positive news, all those criminals made 20% today. 20% gains of Bitcoin.
If you could see my screen, I'm fucking dabbing right now. Oh my God. Hell yeah. That's, yeah, 20%. I mean, I woke up this morning and it was 43% in the past 7 days. You know, like, literally from like 11,000 to like 1,300. My account was looking fucking fat. And it was crazy to see that amount of Bitcoin like swinging all at once today. It was fucking big dick fucking bulls out there today. It was fucking incredible.
big down and up. Big up down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's currently sitting at 12,944 at this second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good choice, you know, a good coin to trade right now. If you go to Trade Ogre, you can trade Turtle directly for Litecoin. And last I looked at, it's 25% up. I'm looking at it now, 11% up. Some big sales, but you know, selling between like 103. What do you call a Litecoin Satoshi? Is that a thing?
Oh, a Litecoin Satoshi?
I guess like 8 decimals back, whatever. So, whatever. Anyways, it's selling at a good price right now. I sold like 108 Litecoin Satoshis. It's selling between like 100 and 103 right now. And it's just kind of going through the roof. Like, a lot of people are trading. It's like a pretty active market compared to like Bitcoin for fucking Turtle, which is not, it's super stale. And everyone, you know, there's not very many orders. Like, in this order book, it's, like, literally 86 Litecoin. Every once in a while, people want to dump a bit for Bitcoin. They do that. But I feel like people don't do that because of the amount of transaction fees involved in Bitcoin. Like, no one wants to fucking trade a shitcoin for Bitcoin because they're going to have to just trade it for something else anyways. So you got the chance to trade it for Litecoin. Boom, you go. We got to stop with the fucking shitcoins. I never thought I'd fucking say that. But DTube has gone too far, man. DTube has gone too far. I got a gripe with you, DTube. So DTube used to exist. Both DTube and DLive both used to work on the same blockchain, which was Steemit, right? And then DLive moved off and used a different token, and a different Ethereum token called Lino. Now, DTube has decided it's a fucking good idea to move on to its very own crypto token known as DTC. And it's worth absolutely zero right now, but they're on their own blockchain.
Dick, tits, and cock. DTC.
Hell yeah. Puts Pink Taco Coin to shame.
Yeah. Get some of that DTC if you want to get dicked right in your tits with your cock.
That sounds like a good time to me, bro. For real. Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm all about that.
Or it's a... Yeah. D2. Fuck you. Fuck you, assholes.
Yeah.
It was already working, man. What do you gotta change it for?
It was already working. And essentially, I lost all of my followers on DTube. I mean, we still have them on Steemit, but I don't fucking post to Steemit. I post to DTube. And now it's its own separate thing. So now when I make a post on DTube, it's not making a post on Steemit. It's not making a post on BusyBox. One place now. So it's like, fuck, less traffic now. This is fucking bullshit. And then a worthless coin, thanks. You know, Lino's bad enough.
Like, reduction in functionality and, like, not think you're going to lose users? That's a really weird choice.
Mm-hmm. Although, you can trade in the Lino within its internal market for more than you can Turtle Coin, so I guess that says something there.
Yeah, stock up on Lino, everybody. Stock up.
Stock up on that Lino, bitches. Hell yeah. Not really. Not really. And find a coin that has, like, multiple purposes. I don't know. The fucking Stellar Lumens, man. You gotta get into that centralized market. Fuck yeah. Trading token for token so that you could fucking help out the banks. Sounds like what Satoshi Nakamoto would want.
Yep. Print as many fucking tokens as you want. That was my vision. I just wanted a fucking application that went, bling, you have a fucking internet point. Bling, you have a fucking another internet point. Would you like to trade your internet points for internet porn? Bing!
Oh my god, it's so true though.
Like, it was supposed to be more than that. It was supposed to be like a bank account, like self run banks, like, you know, decentralized currency, not the idea of one fucking company issuing your shit and then telling you how much you have, being able to take it away anytime they want, freeze your account anytime a government asks. Like, that was the opposite idea.
What's with all these fucking cryptocurrency outfits trying to fucking help out the banks? I don't really understand. It kind of weirds me out a little bit.
Like, the banks are feel free to join the crypto market. Just buy fucking Bitcoin or buy Litecoin and fucking start fucking doing deposits in that. It's fucking open. It's transparent. You can't cheat. You can't fucking fluff up the books. You don't get to smuggle in money from illegal sources. Oh, that's the fucking problem. Oh, now we figured it out.
Oh. And everybody uses it. Sorry that drug dealers and fucking, you know, badass motherfuckers and gangsters and shit use your shit. But that's the reality. That's the same thing with fiat currency. You can't stop it.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, you could give all the power to the institution. But what does that do when the institution collapses? Then there goes your society. You give it up to the individual and you empower the individual. It props up society in a more sustainable way.
Yeah, and banks would have to run legitimate businesses. They wouldn't be able to, we do a fractional reserve. We take in a $1,000 deposit. We can loan out $10,000 now, because that doesn't happen with crypto. How much crypto you deposit is how much you can loan out, and you better start collecting on those fucking loans. You can't give bullshit mortgages that fall under and get bailed out. That doesn't work in this model. You have to be responsible with your money. It's yours. It's not controlled by anyone else. It's like having digital cash. And it makes sense the banks are so resistant, not because they're threatened by anonymous. They're threatened by being transparent.
I agree. But yeah, allow it to be transparent. Fucking those public wallets out there. You too can follow John McAfee's wallet.
Yeah.
Did you hear, speaking of, we were talking shit about all, you know, the big three. John McAfee, fucking Craig Wright, a.k.a. Fake Toshi. We haven't talked about Alex Jones in a minute.
Alex Jones!
Shout out to Alex Jones. You ever want to come on the show, please, sir? I'd love to have you on. You're a walking meme. I don't hate you. I actually like you. I think it would be fun to hang out with you. Yeah. But I think also... Well, that's the crazy thing. Like, there's a lot of fucking... There's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there, or auto hoaxers, if you will, that truly believe that Alex Jones is Bill Hicks.
Yeah, I don't quite believe it, but it's fun to meme, you know, so I would have to say it. Hey, Bill Hicks, nice to meet you, Bill Hicks.
What was O.J. Simpson's wife's name? Anna Nicole Smith? Or that's the porn star, right?
I don't remember now. Fucking shit. Nicole something?
Nicole Simpson?
Yeah, Nicole was Simpson. It?
Okay, so there's conspiracy theories out there that Nicole is what's her name from used to be on Fox News, Megyn Kelly. That Megyn Kelly is Nicole Simpson,
Brown Simpson.
Yeah, and she's still married to O.J. Simpson, but they play this game, this plot for the fucking to push some sort of weird agenda.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at side-by-side pictures, there is a resemblance, but I don't know. That's a weird one. So you haven't heard that one, huh?
No, I'm like having to look up a picture now because I'm just like, what? I don't believe this.
Yeah, that show, Infinite Plane Radio.
Yeah.
Shout out to Infinite Plane Radio. I might not agree with a lot of the stuff you do, but...
it's a great show.
It's a great show, yeah. The only thing that I truly disagree with, other than like the flat earth rhetoric, is that you want to... People that you disagree with or that disagree with you on calls, you want to call them an agent right off the bat. I don't think that's right.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it's pretty normal for the fucking... You know, they're so paranoid over there. They're just so fucking paranoid. They really are.
I guess. I'm not that paranoid, even if you are. Fucking, what do you got on me? Nothing.
Yeah, don't listen to those guys for truth. You know, take everything with a grain of salt, as you should with everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. Look it up.
Exactly.
Google that shit. Read yourself. Go to the library. I don't fucking know. Do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun shit, you know? Maybe we're agents. Who knows? But, I've always enjoyed shows like that, like Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell and George Norrie. Like, you take those things with a grain of salt, but they're super fun. Which is funny, because now... Like, I want to say 6 months ago, I saw a Tucker Carlson video where he's literally talking about UFOs. What the fuck? Really? This is happening? Holy shit. And then recently CNN came out and is talking about how several senators are being, you know, senators and Congress people are being briefed on UFOs currently.
Yeah.
What do you think they are?
I mean, I hope they're fucking aliens. I really do. That would be the best news ever, you know. Or, but more than likely, it's some, like, foreign government, or it's the Jews and Mashiach's coming.
We're going back to fucking Jew Waffle Dick and the Alien Brigade?
Yeah. Yeah, same idea. Same idea.
Fuck. That's interesting. Maybe... Here's the thing, too. Like, if you think about the idea of the assimilation, the simulation and, you know, AI and machine learning and the idea of, like, being able to upload one's consciousness to a machine, what's not to say that there isn't some sort of artificial intelligence that exists outside of this universe that is able to upload to not mechanical, but, you know, an extraterrestrial space flying thing that has amazing movement skills, right? But has a certain level of intelligence, navigation, as well as collecting data. You know, maybe it's unmanned or a drone of some sort, or autonomous in some sort of way. Like, you're not going to see some, like, gray alien, but there is enough intelligence on board to be able to collect data and observe.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, because, like, you never see windows on those things, you know what I mean? Maybe it's like the Star Trek model where there's cameras and you're, like, on screen kind of thing, but maybe there's no screen necessary because it's, like, some sort of sensory input that you're getting from somewhere else, or, you know.
Definitely a metal outside of the ship works better for space travel than a glass windshield, for sure.
Yeah, true story. True story.
Yeah, I've been to space. I know. I was there, you know. Like, they only probed me, like, 6 or 7 times, you know. Lube at least 2 of those times. So, you know, I can't complain. Can't complain.
Hey, man, that's better than mine. They use blood as my
lube. Yeah, blood lube.
Blood lube. Hell yeah. Self-generating. Fuck yeah. So, aliens are real. Confirmed.
Yeah.
UFOs at least are real. And what's happening is all of these Air Force pilots are literally encountering these, and now they just can't keep it hush. So it's like, okay, we got to debrief a bunch of people and let this, you know, a little bit of this leak out into the public, because people are going to start freaking out. It's going to be War of the Worlds up in this joint. Fucking H.G. Wells fucking coming to life. I wish. Imagine, like, the world finally has a common enemy. To me, I think that would be the cure. Like, we're such savage individuals. Like, we have to go to war and we have to experience violence. This is what, you know, makes the humankind. So if we all had a common enemy, be it aliens or fucking zombies, we'd be good to go.
Yeah. And, you know, Thanos-style 50% population decrease, which would really help out, too.
Or Earth go hard. And then we obtain their technology and we're able to... planets finally, we can colonize fucking Mars. How about fucking Trump trying to get Star Force off the ground, or Space Force?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the like, in the future it's going to be needed, but I don't know if we have a technology level where it's even useful.
Why in the future, and I'm asking your perspective on this, what do you think that we need Space Force for?
We need Space Force to defend satellites from other countries like China and India. Like, they've already tested missiles and blown up satellites in space, and we need to be able to defend from that.
See, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like Neil deGrasse Tyson kind of put, we might have to defend ourselves from aliens. But I think what the actuality of it is we're going to fucking bring this war, you know, interstellar. Yep. We're going to end up fighting for the moon. We're going to end up fighting for Mars.
Yeah, or protecting our GPS satellites so we can, you know, guide missiles into people's homes.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars Defense Program. Thanks, Reagan. Really doing good over there. I'm feeling that trickle-down economics, that's for sure.
Trickle-down right into my anus.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm telling you, man, Bitcoin better hit a million so I can cash out and buy a house.
Yeah.
Or move to Canada. I don't know. I don't think I'd move to Canada, though. Maybe Brazil. South America would be cool. Take over South America. Take back Venezuela.
Yeah, take it all back from socialism.
Taking it back from socialism. You can always vote in socialism, but you have to fight your way out, that's for sure. Fucking posting up at Boozy's house today. Spent a week at Wife Material's parents' house watching over dogs. That was super fucking awesome. Got in a bunch of dog time. Since Boozy was out of town for a week, now I'm spending a week here. The only drawback to it is suffering from the lack of internet. My place is just so, like, I have so much, such a higher bandwidth. It's so fucking amazing. And now I understand what other people go through when they try to stream shit. Like, I'm trying to stream Doom, and I'm getting, like, fucking 10 frames per second and shit.
Yeah, your stream got a lot worse than that crappy internet connection.
Yeah. It was fucking... It was bad, babe. It was bad.
I have, like, 16 megabytes.
Well, here it's not that bad. At your parents' house. Fucking, oh my god. Blowing my mind. That's Boozy in the background. Should be on live on DLive one of these days. Got to build her a rig. And July 7th is going to be the beginning of that. Why? Because AMD is putting out all of their new architecture. I'm very fucking excited. I decided I'm not going to buy the 3900X, though, processor right off the bat. I've already got a Ryzen 7. Why not get the most badass video card on the planet?
Except for the NVIDIA 2080 Ti.
The 2080 Ti?
Yeah.
Side by side with the 5700 TX, or XT, I bet it does better.
I bet, and it's fucking still like $300, $400 less.
Exactly.
Yeah, AMD just fucking can just dominate price point for some reason.
And now 7 nanometer too, like what?
Best technology, lowest price, like who can pass that up right now?
Hell yeah. So all about it. Fuck, did we miss anything tonight? I don't know. Oh yeah, I was gonna fucking talk some shit about Alex Jones. So, child porn thing?
Oh yeah. Yeah, something about like he gave all those documents to the lawyers and they said there was child porn in it. He said that it was in emails that were sent to him, or that he was set up, that he not ever see that or open it. That's kinda weird.
Then he went out on his show and said he would give $1 million to the rightful conviction of the person who did it.
Yeah.
For conviction.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, you know, he's really dumb for not looking through what he's turning over to his lawyers. His lawyers are really dumb for not seeing what they're turning over. Something that they should have self-reported, you know, if...
I almost want to take an stance on this,
yeah,
and I say mean, that
he's probably set up. The government doesn't have much on him. They don't have much on him in the Sandy Hook case because he's allowed to have these opinions. He's allowed to say this stuff. You could say that Sandy Hook didn't happen. I mean, when such little evidence is getting to the public view, I mean, I understand why it's being questioned so much.
I don't know if he was set up. I think that he was more of a... I think that they're... Now in the world, we're conflating conspiracy theory with Alex Jones. And the more and more that we can make Alex Jones look like an asshole, the more that we can delegitimize legitimate conspiracy theories and alternative thoughts and ideas. So that everybody becomes an anti-vaxxer, you know, flat earther, Alex Jones crazy maniac. And now the MSN just looks better.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, it's the easiest way for the powers that be to ruin your name. But at the same token, Alex Jones is already this like sacrificial lamb to the Jewish controlled media. Oh, did I say that? I meant the MSM.
But I mean, they already accused him of so much. They already slandered him so much, and like call him the worst things just for these. Like Like, oh, he threatened people's lives and people's families. Like, he did the same thing he did on every other show and fucking insulted politicians and leaders and fucking other people. Like, he's done this constantly. And all of a sudden, like, oh, this is too far because it's about dead children. Like, why did the dead Iraqi children not matter? Why do these ones matter so much to you? Why are you making such a fuss about it? Like,
I feel like he protected the dead Iraqi children. He did the fucking Sandy Hook kids.
It's just weird that, like, this one, it means so much, and they're willing to, like, nail him to the wall for it, ban him from every fucking platform imaginable, you know, charge him of these charges now. I mean, that's going really far. I mean, from where he was, you know, a year ago, or, you know, before the Sandy Hook event, you know, 3 years ago, till now, I mean, it's a big, drastic shift.
What's a big, drastic shift is, like, 3 years ago, Sandy Hook, personality-wise, of Alex Jones, to personality-wise now. He's so much more crazed. He's so much more of a meme, you know? He's so much more unprofessional in what he does and how he puts himself out there.
Yeah.
It's so different to see. Like, I remember watching Alex Jones in, like, 2008 or so, like, when Endgame came out, and seeing the depth and the verbosity of the information put forward in that documentary compared to what he does now. I want him to see him do, like, long-form documentaries, like the Obama deception and Endgame and things like this. This is, like, what made me like Alex Jones to begin with.
Yeah, Alex Jones, before he started the whole InfoWars brand, was a whole different person, for sure.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Alex Jones, because it's called The Alex Jones Show. It wasn't InfoWars. That was a brand he made off of that.
Yeah, thanks. You could thank Hillary Clinton for that.
And that's when he warned against Republicans and he warned George W. Bush starting the New World Order and all the plastic caskets they were stocking up in FEMA camps so they could kill everyone. They're going to round everyone up. I mean, he was saying this stuff during George W. Bush, before Obama, before all this stuff. I mean, like, he wasn't right. He was always spewing these crazy conspiracies, you know, like.
They're just so much more fun back then. Like, I remember being paranoid about FEMA camps. I remember being in an airport in Juneau, and they were showing footage inside of proposed FEMA camps and showing that, you know, there was nothing to be afraid of for them and that there wasn't, like, plastic caskets and these weren't areas that they were going to round up Americans. That was on fucking Fox News trying to debunk Alex Jones, you know? Fucking crazy. And that was almost a decade ago. Yeah.
And now it's like, you're not allowed to talk about him. You're not allowed to be a platform. You're not allowed to share his content. It's like it's like censorship without any law, without any fucking objection, without any due process.
But you can have him on your show. Obviously, because he was on Logan Paul show.
Yeah.
He was on Steven Crowder. He was on Joe Rogan podcast twice. Like, you can have him on your show. He just can't have his own platform.
Yeah, he can't. And put out his own bullshit. He's like, oh, that's too much bullshit. Like, he's always said these crazy things for a decade plus now. Like, why is this one too far? Why is this one offensive so much you want him silenced?
I don't think it's because of what he's doing. I think it's, they're putting him out there as this martyr so that they can delegitimize other people who are conspiracy theorists. Oh, you're just one of those Alex Jones crazies.
Yeah.
You know, I think Alex Jones is in on it. I think at some point he was visited by, what's that Israeli intelligence group? The Mossad, yeah. Alex Jones even talks about on a show that he had Mossad motherfuckers show up and be like, hey, you can't talk about the Jews stuff. And he's like, I don't do it anyways, blah, blah, blah. I feel like there might have been more to that conversation than meets the eye.
You never know. I mean, The death threats are something that's common in journalism, I guess, nowadays.
So are payoffs.
Yep.
And Alex Jones, I think more than anything, more than his love for America, more than for Trump, more than his love for freedom, I feel like he loves money. And I think it has existed in his family for a long time. So, Alex Jones, come on the show and prove me wrong, bro. Let's. And Crafter will smoke weed with you. We'll make it a fucking regular Joe Rogan podcast around here. We'll talk about DMT and interdimensional child molesters.
Yeah. And we'll talk about Mayan ruins. And we'll talk about DMT. For sure, DMT.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, DMT. Fuck yeah, hallucinogens. And by the way, Colorado, we did it first. Go fuck yourselves. Mushrooms.
Oh, that was just Denver.
It was only Denver?
Only Denver and Oakland have legalized mushroom possession now.
Wow, so it's not even statewide. It's regional. And is it full legalization or is it decriminalized like here?
Decriminalization.
Oh, so you...
I was confused there. I was like, yeah, yeah. First, did we have like a fucking big gay orgy? Yeah, we probably did.
Yeah, true. True. Big gay orgy for life. But that's fucking crazy. So, okay, so there's no chance of being able to go to a shop there and be like, hey, let me get those ongos, bro.
No.
Instead, it's, yeah, you're gonna, yeah, okay. If you're at a show and someone hands them to you, then you get lucky and you're good. But you ain't going to be, like, going to a shop and picking up, like, a...
Damn it!
Yeah. You're not going to be picking up an eighth of fucking mushrooms anytime soon.
No.
Hmm. Oh, Boozy was wondering, what are you guys watching tonight in the background there?
Nothing currently.
Toontown.
What were you watching?
MasterChef. And then American Dad.
Okay. Okay, I see you. MasterChef. Fuck yeah, you were. That's awesome. Hold up. I was trying to look up something. Wait, where is it? Come on. Okay, so I got a riddle. In Johnny's world, bullets are everywhere, but no guns are found. You can sleep, but you're never tired. You have to go to school, but there are no teachers. There are greens, but no yellow greens and yellows, but colors do not exist. You can find trees all over, but you will never need to see you will never see a forest. There is a moon, but there is no but you never see night. Tons of people like to giggle, but they never laugh. What is Johnny's world?
Butthole.
You're close. It's butthole without feces.
Poop.
It's poop without digestion. There's poop, but there's no digestion. Just wondering.
There's tortillas, but no bread.
Oh, got him. Fucking... Yeah, I had to look it up on Reddit. This riddle came into Boozy's sphere of knowledge recently, and it was driving me crazy, so I looked it up. Reddit, fucking amazing. What was the subreddit that got banned today?
The Donald. They got corn.
Oh my god. That's fucking crazy. I can't believe it. It finally happened. Why? Because of threatening violence. Oh fuck! What's happening in Oregon right now?
The climate change vote was defeated today. It was too long on the table, and so it expired. So Republicans win.
talk about using.
There's a climate change bill in Oregon to force every business to pay for carbon credits based on their carbon usage. The Republicans were against it. The Democrats were obviously very, very much for it. Democrats have a supermajority in Oregon, so they definitely were going to pass the bill by voting. But to hold a vote, you have to have a quorum. You have to have a minimum amount of senators present. Mm-hmm. So all the Republican senators decided to leave. They ran away, and they couldn't find them. Some of them went to Idaho. Some of them went to who knows where. And so the governor then ordered the state police to find them and force them to come to the Capitol to vote. And then the militia and the three percenters, you know, threatened, started defending near the border and some locations they thought they were, and saying, you know, they weren't going to allow their senators to become political prisoners in their own country. And so
it's
kind of almost like an armed standoff, but no one pointed anything at anyone. You know, they just had weapons. No one.
That's so fucking crazy. So, you know, you're speaking about that earlier. Both sides are resorting to violence. This is where you've got, you know, Republicans are going to hide behind three percenters, and then the Democrats are going to hide behind the modern industrial war complex.
And if you go on Reddit right now, majority of comments will be about what the hell? These people are not doing their job. These senators are what are they elected to do if they're not going to vote? You know, they're not representing us correctly. You know, it's right for them to go have to get them. They should be forced to get there. This is wrong. The Republicans are babies. Like, I mean, those are the comments, and I can understand the sentiment, but the Democrats did the same thing in Texas in 2011. 11 Texas Democrats came here to New Mexico, stayed in the Marriott for 18 days so they could hold off voting. I mean, this tactic's been used before by the Democrats multiple times. It's been used by the Republicans in the 80s as well. I mean, it's not some new strategy. It's not some new thing like, oh, this is so offensive. They're not doing their jobs. It's like, this is a normal strategy when you have a supermajority dominating you in your political, you know, arena.
Wow. Yeah, we got to play games with this and bring it to the brink of like civil war. Sounds fucking great to me.
And the way the Democrats could have got around this is if they just went to a fucking public vote. If they just let the public vote on this issue and the public passes it, then the Republicans can't do anything about it. But they know that the public won't pass this. They know it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who would want every single business, be it a fucking paper delivery business or a fucking, you know, everyone, to have to pay for carbon fucking credits? Like, what company do you have to buy these from? Is this another Al Gore scam where fucking he made an inconvenient truth and then made the largest company that sold these credits and made fucking billions? Like,
that's exactly it. I mean, that tool that's been on the table for a long time. Even Elon Musk has talked about this is the way to mitigate the effects of climate change, and that's having a global carbon tax. I think that that's the greatest form of social control we could ever have to this world.
I think it's just fucking asinine to say we're going to hand out a carbon tax equally across all businesses, small and large, but regular tax rate is definitely from small business to corporations. Like, how the fuck? That's not fair. Corporations have more to spend. They fucking will get around their carbon tax. They'll fucking pay fucking extra buy-offs and shit. Small business will be tortured by it. A higher tax on small business just for the sake of green? That makes no fucking sense to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The regulation should be footprint, not necessarily like, you know, that one company is equal to an individual and another individual, even though this one company is a fucking multi-billion-dollar company and this other one's a startup.
Yeah. And the corporations are obviously more responsible for any of the pollution than anyone else. Who owns all the fucking refineries, all the plants, all the fucking all the gas companies, the fracking, the big oil freighters? Who's creating all this plastic? I mean, like, it's not the mom-and-pop stores doing this shit. It's the corporations doing this shit. And they want to act like it's everyone's responsibility. No, it's like these fucking 10 guys fucking companies doing all this shit. And no one wants to step in and take their fucking money away from them.
Instead, we're held accountable for the actions of the, you know, of the few. It's like put on us. Because there's so many of us. We might as well just wipe us all out because that would help the fuck, dude. I think we should wipe out the one half of 1%.
Yeah, the richest have ever been abusing us, abusing fucking the system, abusing the legal system, the financial system, abusing fucking workers' wages and fucking unionization. I mean, like, unionization has turned into a fucking bastardization of just paying some other guy to do nothing and getting almost nothing for it. Like, you don't get higher wages. You're not getting enough to survive on. You're not getting the kind of wages your grandparents got. They could buy a house on a gas station attendant wage. Like, you're not getting that.
Oh, but don't forget your dues.
Yeah, don't forget your dues. Better pay this guy to fucking push some paper. Like, it's just another guy scamming you in the middle nowadays. It's not about workers working together for equal pay. That's lost its meaning.
Mm-hmm. So in that case, either vote in Warren and you'd be good to go. Elizabeth Warren will redistribute that wealth. Andrew Yang will use current funds to give you $1,000 a month. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Your own money.
Yeah. And it's funny how Republicans are putting it too. Like, Andrew Yang wants to pay you $1,000 just for a living. That sounds about right. That doesn't sound like a bad thing. You know? Yeah, just for living. Maybe that's worth something.
But, I mean, and it's just the way you word it, though, too. Like, if saying, I'm going to give you $1,000 a month, doesn't that sound better than saying, oh, you owe fucking $12,000 less on your taxes per year? Like, does it not feel the same? when it's really the same idea?
Yeah, exactly. I'll take $12,000 less on my taxes. That would be like an $11,000 refund.
Yeah, so I mean, but it's just weird to be able to, you know, buy an election with your own money. You know, like, oh, hey, I'm going to do this with tax dollars. You mean our fucking money? What? I thought you were going to create something new here. I thought, like,
right?
You guys were like businessmen. Like, you're just fucking taking money from Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we'll see. If Pocahontas gets her way, it'll be interesting to see how she'll she's actually laid it out how she's going to redistribute the wealth. It essentially would be a dollar a day tax on the most rich. That's how much it would equal out to. And paying for things like education, which I think is good. I think that we need to pump more money into education in general. We need to give people a better chance. But at the same token, we need to pay teachers more so that we get better quality of education. Bottom line. Better education. Everybody needs to be educated. Everybody needs a fair chance. Getting a fair chance is being presented with the same information. Everybody across the board.
Unless you happen to get born on the other side of the wall, right?
Yeah, fuck everybody else on the side of the wall. Instead of having concentration...
Fuck you for being a kid over there. Fuck you for being born. You're a piece of shit. You're not born on this side. You're a little asshole. It makes no sense.
They butter their bread on the opposite side, bro.
I'm still for free borders, open borders. Let everyone through. Fuck it. I'm going to Mexico and everybody comes here. I don't give a shit. They have nicer beaches. They have less pollution. I'm down. They have better drugs.
I say when we get people from Guatemala and we have buses set up that we ship them back instead of holding them in camps on our border. I think that's a burden on us. It's a burden on Mexico. And it's creating more of an epidemiological crisis than we actually can deal with.
Yeah, and at this rate currently, we're paying $750 a day per migrant that we're holding, tax money.
Holy fuck, man.
That's like $22,000 a month per person. So, I mean, it'd be cheaper to let them out and give them food stamps and welfare. You'd only be paying like $2,000 or $2,200. That's a 90% reduction in your cost. If you just
and chances are, you would And chances are you'd increase industry because these people want to have jobs and they're coming here as economic migrants. You're going to pay them half the wages you would at any other factory worker and shit's going to be booming.
But why would a businessman like Trump not see that? Not see that? This is costing us more to do it the way we're doing it now than the other way. Shouldn't we be looking about the most financially smart decision?
Because our decisions these days are shrouded by both the religious right as well as neo-agenda. This isn't a genuine Americana idea as Alex Jones would have us think. There's nothing Americana about what's going on here. The idea of opportunity and forward movement and innovation and a true economy boom, that's lost in this. Instead, it's like fucking talking points and virtue signaling. It happens on both the left and right. And that's what we're seeing. Bar none, shoved in our face daily. Being fucking hypnotized by it every minute of the day.
Yeah, free the fucking migrants. Free those fuckers. I don't care which direction you free them in. Back home, into here, whatever the fuck. But holding people with no court date in sight, that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. And give us, freedom to hold any weapon that we want. We need to fuck people up. We can fuck people up. Yeah. RPGs, bitches.
When the Second Amendment was written, you could buy a ship and all these cannons, enough fucking armies and everything to seize a whole city. You had the ability. And now we restrict it as, you should only have enough to like kill like one dude who comes in your house.
Oh, God, I keep remembering more and more shit. I'm not trying to hold you too long, but did you hear about fucking gay reparations?
Gay reparations?
Yeah, so that's one of Elizabeth Warren's talking. She was doing good on economy shit, bringing up things like, well, since, Tulsi Gabbard wants to legalize it, why don't we just decriminalize prostitution? Okay, that was strike one. Strike two, gay reparations. So if you're homosexual, that because you have been bullied throughout your life and had to deal with hardships, you're to get some sort of monetary reparation.
Okay, so, I mean, this is bullshit, but would you be tempted, if that happened, would you claim that you're gay?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Me too.
Be like,
I'm gay. I suck dick.
I'm gay as fuck.
Give me that money. I suck dick. Yeah. I don't anymore because I got harassed so much. You know, now it scars me. I see a dick. I'm like, I get PTSD. But I used to suck lots of dick, so give me that money, bitch.
Because that's easier to claim than I'm black.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, I used to fucking love taking it in my butthole. Yeah, I'm gay as fuck. Like,
do you see all these hemorrhoids? I've been fucking entered on so many times.
You see my pink sock on my butthole? Like, obviously, this thing got fucking tore the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Oh,
like,
my.
I mean, like, for sure, if there's gay reparations, I'm just going to say I'm gay. Fuck yeah, I am. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm leaning towards a little bit of gay reparations. Fucking, if she gives reparations to black people too, it won't be too long till she gives reparations to brown people. Yeah. So black people will probably get like 40 acres and a mule, right? So brown people will at least get like 4 tacos. Deal.
Maybe they get like 40 spankings and a dude.
40. Wait, are you talking about
for gay guys? 40 spankings and a dude.
What do lesbians get?
40 fists and some lube.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, I'm gay. Fuck. Give me that money. Give me that money.
Exactly. You heard it here first, folks. Me and Kraft are gay for each other. We just want to get paid. Sucking dick for money. That sounds like the root of all decriminalization and prostitution. We are verbose.xyz. Check us out on our millions and millions of platforms. They're not ours, but we're fucking taking them over. DLive being the most notable currently. Thank you, Twitch, for not censoring us too entirely. YouTube's out there as well. DTube, get your shit together. BitChute, we're always on there. Also, check us out at our website, verbose.xyz. We do not track your data. We do not collect cookies, none of that shit. We have a whole archive of our shows there. Please check us out, verbose.xyz. Consider dropping a follow and a like on any of our many of platforms. Support us by watching us weekly. And yeah, if you want to hear anything, get in on the conversation, let us know. Hit us up on our Discord. Link can be found on our website or the description on any of our many platforms. Thank you for joining us tonight. Again, I am the Mad Scientist Miles Road, coupled with my man Crafter. We rocking and rolling tonight, yeet yeet. And yeah, bisexual Egypt, fucking straight Palestine, and the gay is real. Yeah. Alex Jones, you're always welcome on our show. And fuck you, fake Toshi. And dude, John McAfee, stop eating shit, bro. It's just, you're just making libertarians look bad.
Yeah. Peace.
Word up. Peace out. See you next time.